We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You better get a fake ass Charlamagne.
Some donkey today's just sold himself.
I've been watching Charlamagne. I was ready for you.
Comic donkey.
I never heard of a donkey the other day. What is it?
Comic donkey.
Say it again, Charlamagne.
I'm a donkey.
Yes. You are a donkey.
I'll show you how to act a donkey.
Everything that Charlamagne is saying is true.
Donkey today. For Tuesday, February 20th, goes to Bethany Frankel. You know who Bethany Frankel is, right? Entrepreneur, TV personality, Real Housewives of New York. She gets busy. She had a daytime talk show back in the day. I used to appear on it pretty often. Fun fact, Bethany Frankel is the reason I named my podcast with Andrew Schultz, Brilliant Idiots. True story. I was on her show back in the day when we were first launching the podcast, and she said to me verbatim, "You say the smartest, dumbest things I've ever heard. You're like a brilliant idiot." And immediately, the light bulb went off. So thank you for that inspiration, Bethany. But Donkey of the Day does not discriminate. See, if you was listening to Jess with the Mess earlier, then you heard Jess tell a story about the great Kelly Rowland. Jess, can you tell the people what happened with the Godiva chocolate goddess Kelly Rowland? What happened?
So she was invited to co-host the Today Show. And when she got there, she saw that she did not like her green room accommodations. And she asked to be moved to a larger green room. And they denied her that access because J-Lo was accompanying the main green room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, of course, a lot of people had opinions about this situation, and Bethany Frankel was one of them. There is a Page Six headline that says, "Bethany Frankel slams Kelly Rowland for diva expectations over Today's Show dressing rooms." Can we listen to what Bethany had to say, Ray?
Kelly Rowland walked off the set of the Today Show because the dressing room wasn't up to par. She was co-hosting with Hoda, and it wasn't it. I've co-hosted with Hoda, and I've arrived there, and the makeup area that you touch up in is like, grab a croissant and some plastic and pray for the best. And it's just not what that's about. And it's an honor to be there and to sit down with Hoda. And that was not the moment for diva expectations.
Bethany, stop. Cut it out. Bethany, I would not expect that take from you because you are the same person who had your lawyer send Bravo a litigation hold letter that alleged the company engaged in grotesque and depraved mistreatment of its on-air talent. Bethany also accused Bravo's parent company of plying talent with alcohol while depriving them of food and sleep, as well as denying mental health treatment. The moral of the story is Bethany doesn't like to see people mistreating talent. Bethany doesn't like to see people taking advantage of talent. So Bethany, if a talent like Kelly Rowland felt like they was being mistreated and decided, you know, she was being mistreated to the point she should walk away, who are you to tell her she's acting like a diva? Okay, we all know you have to teach people how to treat you. So if the Today Show wasn't treating Kelly the way she wanted to be treated, who are we to tell Kelly Rowland, suck it up, buttercup? No, it is necessary and even vital to set standards for your life. I don't have a problem with Kelly having boundaries. I don't have a problem with Kelly Rowland or any talent walking away from a situation if they aren't being treated correctly. All of these production companies, networks, TV shows, y'all got life effed up in 2024. If you ask these people to take time out of their lives to come co-host your programs, treat them with respect. In business, they say the customer is always right. Well, so is the damn talent when it comes to situations like this. If Kelly Rowland felt like she wasn't being treated with the respect she deserves, she has every right to walk away. Stop acting like y'all doing talent a favor by putting them on your shows. And realize nowadays, talent is doing you a favor because most talents don't need these looks in 2024. Okay, you need them to garner attention for your programs in a lot of these cases, not the other way around. Okay, set boundaries, y'all. All right, everybody out there, don't be afraid to set boundaries. Like the good sister Nadia Tawab Glover says, set boundaries, find peace. What Kelly Rowland did bought her extreme peace, and that's what setting boundaries is all about. Daring to set boundaries is about having the courage to love ourselves, even when we risk disappointing others. I'm sorry if the Today Show and Bethany Frankel were disappointed that Kelly Rowland chose to do what was best for her and her mental and emotional health. But loving yourself will always trump disappointing others. Bethany Frankel, you should be ashamed. Don't call yourself standing up for talent at Bravo, but then tell someone else they should stand down and deal with it. Please give Bethany Frankel the sweet sounds of the Hamiltons.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
You know me. It don't take me much to leave because I don't want to be there to begin with.
Yeah. Well, you should have gave her the Remy Ma one. Are you dumb?
Let Remy Ma give Bethany Frankel the
BC hug. That fits her.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Mm.
I saw that video. I saw what she did, what she took to online to respond to that. Uh-huh. Bethany, I didn't know you were so close to her. Yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't know.
Very close. She named the show, yeah.
Well,
I'm not close to her.
Very close. I thought that was crazy to go online like that. But did y'all see my story? She actually looked like Fred Gwynn. Y'all know that is?
Who's Fred Gwynn?
Judd from the original Pet Sematary.
Oh.
The guy who plays Frankenstein. Oh. She favors him. I wonder if they're like his granddaughter or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what she looked like to me. But yeah.
Okay.
She deserved Donkey today. I didn't like that.
Okay. Yeah, me neither. Especially being that, you know, she has sent legal letters to Bravo and accused them of mistreating talent. So yeah. If you're going to stand up for talent in one place, you got to stand up for talent all across the board.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for that Donkey Today.
Mm-hmm. Donkey Today is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita Liliana Montenegro,
esa soy yo,
play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.